This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The stretch by Finnegan and a 2-0 in the dirt, and there's a stop. Here comes Stott. He'll score! The ball got away up the first baseline. Bryson Stott with a mad dash for the plate, dives head first, and the Phillies have won it on a walk-off wild pitch. 7-6, the Phillies win in the bottom of the ninth inning.
What a crazy sequence, man. The last, like, I know we don't talk in baseball terms about time until the pitch clock came in, but John, what would you say the last, like, 25 minutes of the game were crazy? Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, the eighth and
right?
on. Yeah.
30 minutes?
It 30, was, 45, maybe. It just kept crazy. Stretching. Yeah. And then the improbable defensive blunders kept occurring and then stacking.
Yeah, and then stacking. You're right. It's hard for the center fielder and shortstop to both have two disastrous plays on the same night.
Right.
And but a team to win.
We manage. Yeah, that's, you know, that's the most amazing part of
crazy.
All.
Crazy. Hey, let's get to not one, but two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Well, now's the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, John, how do you think people voted on do you like Rob Thompson not having one set leadoff hitter? Matter of fact, let's go around the room. Rhea, how would you vote on that? Do you like Rob Thompson not having one set leadoff hitter?
I think I'd like to have one, but I think the leadoff is just such a weird thing with this team. I'm okay with it for now.
The way he's got it.
Yeah.
So you would vote, do you like Rob Thompson not having one set? You would vote yes.
Yes.
I would also vote yes.
Yeah.
James?
No.
You hate it?
I don't hate it. Like, it's not the worst thing going on, but I would prefer they just have a set.
Stott against the lefty. Stott.
Yeah.
Okay. Devin?
Neither. Like, I don't love it, but I don't hate it. Like, I understand why it's necessary.
Well, you got to vote on do you like Rob
Thompson?
We didn't
offer you that choice, Devin.
Yes or no question, Devin.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Richie, you personally?
Yeah, I think Stott should lead off.
Yeah, you're no then.
He's a no.
Yeah, you're no, because the question is sort of, we got a nod in there. Anyway, all right, how do you think people, let's put it this way, I'm going to make it easier. Do you think people like two leadoff hitters or one? Let's put it that way.
Now that you put it that way, I'd probably be a no.
Well, that's what the question is, two leadoff hitters or one. That's what the question really is getting at.
I think 60% want one.
62% want one. Nailed That's it. A good job by you, John. That is a well done by you.
Wow, yeah.
You know, they won that game because Trey Turner took a pitch last night as a leadoff hitter, and it was a wild pitch, and then they won the
game. Oh, yeah, because no.
Of course,
yeah.
If he had swung, they would have won anyway. It would have been
a strike
and a win. No, I know. But he did get four hits. All right, the other poll question. Do you want Rick Tocchet as the next Flyers head coach? John, how do you think people voted on this one?
Oh, man. Well, I have no idea whatsoever. I'm going to say the familiarity factor is going to play in a little bit. So let's say 60% say yes
let's
on
say,
this one,
let's
too.
Let's say 55. Go for it. It's nice job of you, John.
Yeah.
Talkie hockey. Wasn't that the term, Devin? I mean, Rhea, talkie hockey? I remember that from the 80s. I think it was called
makes talkie, a lot of sense.
Talkie hockey. I think
I like
was
the sound of it.
Like 40 years ago, going around
do
the
Delaware
Valley.
I do. Talkie hockey.
Oh, he was a clever. Massive star here.
Oh, he was. And
the women loved
the women.
Him. Oh my God.
It was right?
Like, we were I just remember like a friend of mine calling, I saw him at a nightclub. I mean, it was like that level.
I know.
Rock star.
I would say this, in my lifetime for women, it was number one was Dutch. I think number two was that group in the 80s with the Flyers. Like you had Zezel, Mellenby, and Tocchet.
Yep.
And women were just
went wild for them.
really,
it was insane.
They really did. All right, let's get to Gary calling from Vineland, New Jersey. What's happening, Gary? Gary! All right, Gary not ready to go. We go to Joe. He's calling from Northeast Philadelphia. Hi, Joe.
Hey, morning, team. How you doing? Joe, you know, with Ranger Suarez, high level relievers, they get paid handsomely.
Not like a starting pitcher, my man. Not like, I mean, let me put it this way, Joe. Ranger last year in the first half of the season before he got injured, if he, forget like maintaining that, if he just maintained anything near that, could get in the open market $140 million. 140. Then take Jeff Hoffman. No, that was an injury. Bad example. Take a great reliever. James, what's a great reliever going to get?
50.
Yeah. I mean, Joe, that's, it's non-comparable.
$140 billion.
Huh?
How many years over that $140 billion?
Well, obviously, I mean, it depends. I mean, that could be five or six. But, I mean, the bottom line is if Ranger, someone who is a top 10 to 15 pitcher in baseball is going to get over $100 million. And last year, Ranger was pitching for 2 months like one of the 10 or 15 pitchers in baseball. And, by the way, I'd say over the last couple of years has been one of the 35 best?
They're not comparable, the contracts.
They're not comparable.
Starters and relievers, yeah, it's not okay. In the same hemisphere.
I would pay him $15 billion a year for three years. But here's with Ranger, okay?
I'd rather be, if I'm Ranger, I'd rather be traded than go to the bullpen.
Well, 100% agree.
Yeah.
He's been with us 7 years.
Yep.
All right? And he's had three years, he had 20-plus starts. He hasn't pitched more than 155 innings.
That is a factor. Yep, that's right.
Right? Okay. And
kind of like Wheeler, actually, who had injury issues with the Mets.
And suppose you put he comes back out here. Now, his last outing was 4 2/3, gave up 2 walks, 8 strikeouts, and 1 run. Last outing. Suppose you put him out there, you start him, and he doesn't do so well. How's this market value going to be? There. And he wants to stay with the Phillies. I heard him interview through the translator. He started with this organization. He wants to be here.
Everybody says that, Joe.
Okay. In reference to Romano, you instead of bringing him in, wondering does he have it, doesn't have it, you have him for a month, which would be about 5 outings. You have him as the opener, all right, for the 5th starter. And that way, you only have to deal with 3 batters with him. If he isn't effective, then you have 8 or 9 innings to pick up there.
Don't like
it.
Bringing them in, Joe, I'm like, oh, for every idea you've had on this phone call.
Yeah, not in on these.
Yeah.
Well,
it's all good.
If they keep them what they got, they're not even going to make the playoffs.
Well,
right?
We'll see. You might be right about that. Joe, give me an answer for a great speech in a movie.
I don't have one, Joe.
All right, my man. Joe.
Do people realize the Phillies won last night?
I know.
Like, you would think that they hadn't won a game in weeks.
Yeah, but yeah, they're, but I mean, they're two games over 500. They're the third. Yeah,
nah.
I know, but their bullpen's bad, Devin. Like, the bullpen is bad.
The bullpen is bad.
I understand it's April. They can get hot at the end, but this bullpen is not good enough. Like, they can't
that.
Win with this bullpen.
But here's
There's
another.
A lot of negativity.
But
after
no, there is. Here's another notable thing, though. They are as bad as they've been collectively in a playoff spot right now, wild card spot right now. Now, take it for what it's worth. That might, like, almost irritate you because you think maybe they don't deserve it. But that's what baseball has lent itself to with the expansion of the playoffs. It's a fact. Let's go to Rashid in Westchester. Rashid, good morning.
Good morning to the best show in town. How are you guys?
Doing well, Rashid.
You're very kind.
Do you hear me very well?
Yeah, we got
Sound
you.
Good.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Huh? Hello, Joe.
Joe, you always make it worse.
Well,
yes, you, Rashid.
I wasn't going to do it, but he asked twice, right, and I'm like, all right, if he asked twice, I'm going to be, I'll be that horse's
okay.
ass.
All right, okay. How you doing? How you doing?
Hello.
Okay. You beat the team with the wild pitch, the team that lost 19-5 at home against the Mets. That's ridiculous. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Look, there's a lot of similarities to last year. If you're referencing the playoffs last year, there are a lot of similarities. That is true.
Hey, Rhea, do you know who doesn't like this interview with Andy Reid this morning? Who's not happy? You know, Rhea, right?
Yeah, I'm familiar with him. I'll be talking to him later today. I'm sure I'll hear about it.
The big guy.
Why did you bring this guy? Why did you bring this guy home to the WIP? No. Anyway. Hey Joe,
I thought of that also. It's funny.
Yeah. I want to thank ESP. I was wrong about ESP till I met him, you know. So I met him 2 weeks ago at the link, you know, when the FIFA was here. I was driving the FIFA president. So I met him outside the link, in the link. And the guy was very nice.
Elliot's a good man. He is.
Oh my God.
Elliot's the best.
Great guy.
Well, awesome. Hold on. Let's settle down on the best, because after all, there is.
No.
But he's good. He's a good man.
Hey, Joe. What? He, you know, we took a picture. He showed me a video from his phone, you know, about A.J. Brown, you know, taking the picture with the trophy, you know, for the FIFA.
Yep.
He was a gentleman. Anyway, so, he's a gentleman. You know,
he's a good, he really is good, dude. All right, Rasheed, give me an answer. A great speech in a movie.
Okay. All right. I think Coach Herman Boone in Gettysburg. You know,
oh, yeah. That's another.
That's a winner. That's
wow.
A winner.
Yeah, the gravesite at Gettysburg. Holy mackerel. All right. I don't love the movie, but I do love the moment.
As someone who, again, just watched it, how do you not love the movie? Like, remember the
understand.
Titans is freaking awesome.
No, it's not.
It's not as formulaic as you think. Like, it is, like, that movie rocks, dude.
Nope.
You are crazy. It's such a bad opinion.
Well, that's your opinion.
And
really
the vast
everyone.
Majority of
Most
people's.
People. Everyone,
you're in the minority
sure,
here, yeah.
For sure. By the way, well, I got to give a little correction to something that Seltzer said 2 minutes ago when he said that Philly is currently in a playoff spot.
Tied with the Reds for the third playoff spot.
Technically on the outside looking in. So here's the deal.
Did they lose a tiebreaker?
Yeah, Phillies are tied. But looking at the ESPN standings, they're tied for the third wild card spot. But right now, ESPN's got Cincy listed above the Phillies, which normally means Cincy's above the Phillies.
Didn't you say they were tied for a playoff spot, too?
You just said that you're like,
with all that's going bad, they're still in a playoff spot. That's what baseball's done.
That was the joke.
Oh, yeah.
When I said Seltzer said it, I thought because it was 2 minutes ago.
Well, I said it, too. So.
Oh, okay.
I said it earlier.
No,
so you were right.
I was
correct.
Just ripping myself. But they are tied right now. Look, they're going to have to scrap, guys. It's going to be a tight battle.
We got them right where we want
And again,
them,
the Braves thing. The Braves are right back in it. They're two games behind the Phillies. Like, we haven't even, they're not part of this playoff thing yet, but they will be.
All right. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Wow.
Time's yours.
Got a big answer on a speech. A friend texted me about Terrence Mann. Baseball, Ray. Baseball.
We had a caller who had that.
Ooh. That's a big.
I feel very bad. I think it was Cody. I'm sorry, Cody.
That's a big answer. All right, time's yours is brought to, so the person's still on hold, James?
Yeah, Cody, on hold right there is the one. I'm almost positive it's Cody. I could be wrong,
Cody,
but I think it was Cody.
Cody, you better change your answer quick. All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's
Richie
yours.
Rich. Hello, Joe. Hey there, Johnny. It is widely known that Trey Turner is the worst shortstop in Major League Baseball. Time's yours.
So true, man. Well,
great impression
four
of
for
the
four.
Open.
Yeah. He might not be the worst, but he's certainly bottom five or seven.
Yeah, at the beginning of the show today, John said that Rojas was supposed to be a Hoover vacuum in the outfield. Yeah, he was. He sucked. Time's yours.
Oh, man.
He did last night.
Look at that guy.
Yeah, I got to tell you, don't really care that he was 4-for-4 tonight. Trey needs another standing. He needs the fans to stand up and boo his ass out of here. I didn't want him on the infield. He is horrendous at shortstop. He should have spent the entire offseason working on outfield. I don't want to see him at shortstop ever again. He's pathetic.
Yeah, it's bad. It's not good. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, a couple more calls. Cody, I'm coming to you. You better change your answer quick. Let's get to Steve in Cherry Hill. Steve, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, pal.
Doing well, Steve.
So anyway, I called you yesterday, and now I'm just furious. I forgot to mention Belichick. Did that president know he was dating a girl 40-some years younger? He's like a pervert.
Well, hold on a second. It is legal, so let's remember that. I mean, she's over 18. It's her choice to date him. I mean, you know. I mean, come on.
Well, I got four daughters. I would kill that dude.
All right, but let me ask you a question, Steve. What if you were a 70-year-old man, single, and a hot 24-year-old wanted to be with you? What would you do?
I think what he's saying is he's mortified.
No, hold on. I wanted to hear his answer. Steve, you're 70-something. There's a hot. You're single, and there's a hot 24-year-old that wants to date you. What are you doing?
Nah, maybe one date. Nah, I'm only kidding.
You're a pervert too, Steve. You're just not willing to admit it.
Nah,
pervs everywhere.
All right. I think it's pathetic. So anyway, Turner is Turner. He's a great hitter, but he's just not that guy. If I was him, I would want to play the outfield.
he's just a nervous belly or something.
Something ain't right, man. It's not good. All right, Steve, we got to turn too quickly, my man. Give me a great answer. You can win the Elvis Costello tickets. The best speech ever in a movie is which one?
My favorite was Rudy.
Okay, now hold on. Let me get, which speech are we talking about? The janitor talking to him? He disappeared. I need more specifics. You got to give me something. Because I think it might be the janitor talking to him. When, who was it? Rock. When Rock's giving him the speech up in the stands about not quitting. All right.
The janitor's name is?
Well, the TV show Rock. The actor that played Rock is the
Charles
janitor.
Charles Dutton is the guy who
played
Rock.
Yeah, the janitor that gives him the speech to Rudy.
I can picture him right now. Yeah, you're right.
All right, we're moving fast. Cody. You got a different answer, Cody?
Yeah, you suck. That's the answer.
I knew it was you, Cody. I thought so.
Come on, Cody. You can still
win.
That
was so rude.
You can still win.
Here you go. It's not going to hear whatever. Jesus Christ, Sermon on the Mountain. There you go.
All right. Well, I guess that was in Jesus of Nazareth. I suppose that was in there. How do I say this name? Morales? Morales, give me a speech.
Hi, good morning. Just really quick. It's really a pleasure to listen to everybody on the show. I'm not the most knowledgeable on sports, but it's definitely entertaining.
Well, thank you.
Good.
I learned a few things here and there so I can pick conversations I can relate to.
That's awesome, Morales.
I appreciate it. All right, give us an answer. We've got to move very fast. What's the speech?
All right, I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot with Thomas Shelby. I know it's not a movie, but it's his wedding speech, pre-wedding speech.
All right, you got it. Not a movie, ain't going to work, but fair enough. We appreciate the compliment. All right, a lot of answers here.
Yeah, I have a vote.
Al Pacino, Son of a Woman. Al Pacino, Any Given Sunday.
So many Al Pacino answers.
Animal House, Blutarski. Michael Douglas, American President.
I think it's Alec Baldwin for me. I'm voting Alec Baldwin.
That's a big one, too. Alec Baldwin's really big in, what's that, Glenn Ross?
Yeah.
We got the Remember the
like
Titans.
7 minutes.
Remember the Titans, Gettysburg thing. That's amazing.
I like the Remember the Titans, Gettysburg thing.
Gettysburg, I know.
I do. I really do think that's an incredible speech, I like that you said it, Ron.
I know.
And I can now say Gettysburg.
I might vote for it. Rhea, what would you vote for?
Alec Baldwin, Glengarry, Glenn Ross.
That's all close. Right.
So, James, that's two votes for that. Devin, what do you vote for?
The Gettysburg.
Gettysburg.
All right. Okay, so it's between those two. Man, is that a tough call. Alec Baldwin versus
Will you
Denzel.
Do the right thing and even
it's
out the karma
Alec Baldwin.
On
the right thing
the
is Alec Baldwin.
Here.
I am going to go... God, this is close. I'm going to go with Denzel's speech and Remember the Titans.
Yes! The wrong choice.
Gettysburg.
Choice.
Gettysburg.
Bad choice.
Rasheed, good, you have won the
Gettysburg
tickets, buddy. They're all great answers. Hey, Joe and Hugh are up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow on 94 WIP.